Anai Selflux FM mit Lost My Faith. Das ist die 2019er Single der Künstlerin, die schon auf verschiedensten Kontinenten zu Hause gewesen ist. Und ein Stück, das nochmal nach ihrer aktuellen Platte Darkness at Play erschienen ist. Darkness at Play heißt die neue Langspielplatte von Anais, die große Nina Simone-Fan ist und die Nina sogar einen Song gewidmet hat. Mit diesem ist ihr eigentlich der Durchbruch gelungen. Also müssen wir auch nochmal über Nina Simone reden und unter Umständen auch nochmal über den Kurzfilm, den sie gedreht hat, zur neuen Platte Darkness at Play, die, wenn ich richtig informiert bin, eigentlich Zero heißen sollte. Da werden wir nochmal drüber sprechen. First of all, I say, welcome to Flux FM. You were looking at me like, what's he talking about?
I was just like, is he going to switch to English? No, that was really cool.
That would be mean, though.
I know, I would just stay here staring at you the whole time.
So how are you doing today?
I'm so good. So happy to be here.
Cool. Where are you coming from? From London directly?
From London, yes.
Okay,
yes,
nice.
Yes, yes, yes.
So congratulations on Darkness at Play.
Thank you.
The album is finished and out there.
Yes.
And it's kind of like was confusing for me because before the album you put out an EP called Before Zero and yes. There was a few interviews where you mentioned that the LP could be called Zero and the EP Before Zero would have made sense, you know, but then you switched the title or am I completely wrong here?
You know what? Zero wasn't another entirely different album.
Oh, really?
And so actually what happened is that just things have changed. Mm-hmm. And so I did Before Zero, the EP, and I made an album. It was called Zero. Mm-hmm. And Lost My Faith was on that album.
Ah.
But then I wrote another album, which was Darkness at Play. And we kind of just felt that it felt a bit more like me because it was kind of the evolution of me, you know, whereas Zero I had written like, you know, a couple of years ago. I started writing and Darkness at Play was so fresh. And so we put that out instead of Zero. So, I mean, you've heard some songs from Zero, like Lost My Faith and In the Dark. And Nina also is from... Nina's also from part of that era.
Now it all Zero makes era. Sense to me. Thank you.
And it's funny because Zero is actually like... have you heard like the Zero movement from Germany?
Yeah.
So I was like really inspired by it when I made Zero.
Ah.
But then, you know, things take time. Music takes so much time to get released that you just keep writing more music and then you are on to the next thing.
And that's the curse of today, I think, because times are changing so fast and things are getting uglier and uglier by the minute.
Trust me.
It's kind of hard to keep up with that as a musician or an artist.
No, I know, exactly. You're just like, what? I can't, I have to talk about this now. Like,
no,
what's happening?
There's another blonde guy.
Oh God, this is not talk about him.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm so upset. I'm so sad.
Everybody is. I mean, except for the Tory guys.
Of course, yeah. I don't even understand how that could happen. I'm not from England originally, so I don't fully understand their politics, but I do know that this is not good news for us.
Yeah, I don't think that if you were from England you would understand that politics because it's crazy. The whole Brexit idea is based on a lie.
Yeah, exactly. And manipulation of the public, like, you know, keeping people in fear. Like, it's so...
Yeah, and then the other thing that fascinates me is that having a childish behavior now counts as like an argument for your political career.
Trust me.
What's wrong?
Yeah, trust
me. What the fuck is wrong?
I don't know.
It's crazy, though. But we're talking about politics right now, and that's another interesting thing because... and we've mentioned Nina Simone.
Of course.
And I know that you were inspired by Nina Simone, not only musically, but also because... of the power that she had and because she was a woman who dared to speak out her mind. And I think that's something interesting for an artist nowadays because we live in these times where things are getting uglier and uglier.
Exactly.
Racism, homophobia, things that should have been demolished by now.
Exactly.
Yeah, you see, but they're still happening. In some parts of the world, it seems to get worse.
Yeah.
So it's important as an artist to raise your voice right now, more important than ever.
Definitely. I think for me, that has always been at the core of my artistry. I've always felt like I needed to speak about the things that were happening in the world and that, you know, music is a platform to reach people differently because it taps into your emotions. You know, it's not so like intellectual necessarily, you know. And I believe that we are living in a time right now where it is popular to be political, like in your art, I think. So a lot of people are doing it, but when Nina Simone was doing that, I feel like it wasn't so, you know, so popular, and I think she suffered a lot for it.
Yeah, she shocked people.
Exactly, she shocked people, and I really admire that because I feel like as an artist you have to stand for what you believe in despite the consequences. And sometimes, you know, you might want to refrain from saying certain things because it might I say, impact your popularity. Yeah. But I think speaking your truth is crucial.
Yeah.
You know, and it's for me in my personal life, it has been a journey as well, and something that I'm trying to implement a lot more, you know?
And I really think, I've talked about that with Olympia. She's a musician from Australia yesterday. Yeah. And we talked about the fact that dividing people in politics or in societies is not a good thing. Mm. But if your record divides people into fans and people who hate your guts, it's a good thing.
Yes, that's true.
So art should probably divide people in some way. I've read that you've you were learning about music and the production at the Clive Institute.
Yes.
How important was that professional surrounding for your career? Because there's more and more bands who have to take care of more and more things around them nowadays.
Definitely.
And I think it's important to learn about those things before you enter a world that's crazy. I mean, the music industry and the business, it still is crazy. It's another crazy than in the 90s, but it's still like local.
The thing is that the music industry is constantly changing now because of the way that technology is developing. So I feel that although you can learn a lot in school, in reality, you kind of just need to be out there. Like, I feel like I learned so much from actually just doing it. And there's so many things that I felt like I wasn't prepared for. There's things I've learned, obviously, in terms of the craft. And I think going to school, you get to meet a lot of creative people that are on the same wave as you. And so many of my good friends and people that I'm seeing do great now came from NYU as well. But there's like a real life education that you just can't get in schools, you know, in my opinion. And I think it's also, it's important because these schools are created by people that operate in the music industry, but they are living in a different era, like, if that makes sense. And like, times are changing, so we have to like adapt to new things.
Sure.
And you have to kind of always keep to try to push the boundaries.
Yeah, that's interesting, though, because if you learn mathematics, it's the same rules for like thousands of years.
Yeah.
But in the music business, it changes constantly.
No,
so
exactly.
Even the rules of the 90s don't apply no more.
Exactly. And even with production, it's like you can really do whatever you want because art is really up to you.
Yeah.
And if it sounds great, then cool.
Yeah, that's true. And you have the means of production under your control.
Exactly.
You can afford like this one computer with the Logic thingy on there and stuff.
It's mad, but it has created so much competition. And I think for artists, it's hard because, I don't know, it's just like everyone feels like everyone makes music.
That's true, but not everyone has a talent. One quickly realizes that when one's listening through all the SoundCloud files that are uploaded every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, I mean, everybody can make music, everybody has a means to it, but still there's the talent thing. Like, it's the same with photos, you know, with the iPhone, everybody can take a photo.
Exactly, you're right. You're absolutely right.
There's some people who have the talent, and you're like, oh, that's a nice photo.
And you did that with the same phone as me, but how did you look so good? Yeah, no, definitely. It's weird. I think someone told me it's like 40,000 songs up uploaded on Spotify every week or something, like some ridiculous number, you know.
Yeah, that's
hard.
but that's where we come in. We kind of like pre-sort the things for people out there.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me then.
Yeah, no, you've been pre-sorted into the studio and into the program of Flux FM. No, we really love your music.
I especially
love Oh Man, off of the new record Darkness at Play. And I when I was looking at the short film that you've done for the record, I've realized that you're playing with the gender role kind of a little bit. You want to cross those boundaries.
Definitely.
maybe as well as racial boundaries, and I really liked that. So what especially is Oh Man about?
Well, Oh Man is, so the chorus of it is like, oh man, I never, like, basically it's about me being worried about my grandkids, like, it's me being like, man, this world is crazy, you know, like, look what's happening in Palestine, look what's happening here, and like, you know, we have to have solidarity and we have to look out for each other. And it really does come from this place, like, as a human, of just like, well, I'll probably be okay, but it's like, what's gonna happen to my kids or my great grandkids, and you know, with the climate change and everything. So Darkness at Play is really like concerned for the world, you know.
And that's, what I love about the record and about the idea is that there's a lot of empathy happening in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like my fate is like the most important fate and the rest doesn't interest me.
Mm-mm.
And I really love the fact that you keep your eyes open. And that's another job that artists have to do, especially in times like these where empathy is getting less and less respected, and people have not learned about empathy, some of them, you know? They're like, no, I don't feel what the others feel. I don't care.
No, we don't care. And that's the thing. We're so self-centered, and like all social media, everything is adding to that. And also, like, with in the record, you know, I talk about a bunch of things as well as like mass media and like there's so much information coming at you, and it can feel one really hard to you have to take care of yourself. That is important, you know, but at the same time, it can just become so overwhelming that you just want to shut it out.
Yeah.
And you kind of can't, like we have a responsibility to like be aware of what's happening and to know that like if you can do something, you know, you might not be able to save the whole world, right?
No.
But like you live in this neighborhood, if you can take care of like you do your composting and you take care of whatever, then that's good. You're contributing to the world, and it's so much greater than just us, you know, and we have to remember that we cannot operate by ourselves.
Yeah,
you
know? And I think there's like so many different people who can bring something into the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I think if as soon as we all start doing it, the world's going to be a much better place.
Absolutely.
And that's another thing that keeps me kind of positive.
Yeah.
Boris Johnson is happening. Trump is happening. But when you look at the whole picture, things are getting slightly better over the years.
They are.
You know?
And it's so important to recognize that as well.
Yeah.
You know, because if not, it's like, I don't know, like, do you believe in like manifesting things? Like we have to see the positivity as well so that we can raise and attract more of that, you know, because if you want to see the negative, you will only see the negative, you know.
No,
we are making progress at the
world
same time.
Has been discussing about sexism over the last years after the Me Too thing happened, and it's a good thing, you know, to discuss the whole thing.
Absolutely.
And
I mean, Donald Trump and Boris, like, for me, it's like they are allowing us to have conversations, you know. In America, after Barack Obama, everyone was like, oh, we're not racist, like,
yeah,
you know, everyone thinks everything's over, and like this creates an opportunity to really discuss things and to see what's happening and not to like bury it beneath the surface.
Yeah.
So there is a blessing in that as well.
Yeah, maybe that was the one disadvantage of Obama being president. Yeah. Like everybody was thinking, like, oh no, we've overcome racism. We don't have any problem no more.
No.
And then after a few years of that, thinking that.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole thing imploded.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, people just, I think it's like human nature, you know?
Yeah.
When I was making Darkness Apply, I was reading Sapiens.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, you're just like, the world is chaotic, you know?
Yeah.
Like the world is a beautiful place, but like even when you look at nature, like nature is chaotic and beautiful things are created from that.
Yeah.
And we operate very much in the same way. So I kind of don't really imagine this like utopian, like perfect place, because I don't think that will ever happen.
No.
But at the same time, we can't also settle for what is happening now. And,
no.
You know, being
and I think there might be a chance of things getting better.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced yet.
They are getting better, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for visiting us in
thank
our
so
little
much.
Studio for this quick talk.
Yeah, it's my
and
pleasure.
I want to play the song that I've talked about already right now, Anaïs mit Oh Man auf Flux FM vom Album Darkness at Play. Nochmal, heute Abend spielt die Künstlerin eben auch im Rahmen des Bergfestes auf der Flux FM Bühne. Um 18 Uhr gehen die Türen auf bei freiem Eintritt. Es gibt Streetfood zu essen, leckeres Bier. Die Jungs von Tora aus Australien und Anaïs mittlerweile aus London auf der Bühne. So you've moved to London right now.
Yeah.
Because you've lived in New York City, you've lived in Toulouse.
I lived in Toulouse, I lived in Senegal, I lived in Dublin.
And Dublin, that's another nice story that you didn't, that you kept your mouth shut for a few months.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you open it, perfect English was coming out.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, literally. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Can I say Dankeschön?
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön an dich.
Dankeschön.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anaïs. And as soon as you visit Berlin the next time, you come and visit us again.
100%.
Okay, cool.
I'll be
Anaïs, nochmal auf den Plattenteller mit Oh Man. Thank you. Bye.